Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day when they are back with the hearings for the January 6th commission. It's very, very tough because there's lots of detail and lots of constitutional detail. But there is one thing on which everybody now agrees. One point that's very important, which is that if you're Vice President of the United States, you do not get to choose the next president. Okay, we now have agreement on that. And it seems fairly obvious. It's one of those things where people brought up the idea of Al Gore. Al Gore was sitting vice president when he lost the presidential election by 527 votes. The change of 527 votes. Not 527,000. Not even 5,000, not even 1,000 votes. It was 527 votes in Florida. Al Gore lost the presidency. Had he carried Florida, he would have been the next president, not George W. Bush. And Al Gore was the sitting vice president. They even at the commission this morning, at the committee hearing of the select committee, they played an audio of Al Gore talking about that decision on his part not to try to send the Florida electoral votes back to the states. The vice president has no role. And again, the very important point that is made here, and it's important that people recognize this. What people are talking about on this commission hearing is not about Election Day mules. It's not about vagaries about voting machines. It's not about various attempts to challenge what was in a black suitcase. All of that stuff has been explored and looked at and examined by people on the Republican side, people who are supporters of Trump, people who are members of his cabinet. The real question here is, where do we go as a country with the kind of lack of trust that is demonstrated by the heated nature of the discussion about the Electoral Commission? We will talk about that on the Medved Show. Whatever has been happening at the committee hearing, the market's a disaster. The economy is a disaster. Inflation is a nightmare. Look, I went out last night with my wife. We did a little bit of field trip to get gas, and it was unbelievable. Jeremy, how recently have you gotten gas? You spend $96. You got a bigger car. We're able to use regular gas, thank goodness, but it was still $76 to fill up, and. And I know it's worse than that for people with larger, less fuel-efficient vehicles, and it's a disaster. And it impacts everybody. So what do we do about it? What do we do about the inflation with automobiles? What do we do about the inflation with food? With everything that is impacting the American people? We'll talk about that with Steve Forbes. He wrote the book on inflation. No. He didn't invent inflation. Inflation has been a factor in American life for years. One of the points that was made yesterday, and it's historically, it's absolutely true, is that if you look at the kind of economic circumstances that provoked the Russian Revolution, the advent of the evil Bolshevik Soviet system in Russia, if you look at Nazism and the origins of Nazism or Italian fascism with Mussolini marching in the streets, that was back in the 1920s. What provoked it? Inflation. It's one of those stories that my grandparents My mom wasn't born quite yet, but my grandparents were in Germany and dealing with that kind of inflation where literally the stories are true. They experienced it. The inflation was so heavy, if you wanted to use cash to buy groceries, you had to go in with a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks, which were basically worthless because that's what happens with inflation. The money gets worth less and less. We'll be talking to Steve Forbes about where we go on this. And there's also an alarming survey that says that we now have 50% of Americans and a majority of Americans, both Republican and Democrat, who believe, first of all, that the moral state of the United States, the question of morality in the United States, is worse than it's ever been. The polling shows that people actually think that the United States has lost its moral core. How many people think that the moral state of the U.S. is excellent right now? It's very sad. We will get to that. Lincoln described this, of course, as the last best hope of Earth. And except there are not many people who think our moral status is excellent at the moment. What do we do about it? Well, one thing we do is we rush out, first of all, to try to save our democracy, because there is another separate poll that indicates that a majority of all Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, believe that democracy may not survive in this country. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Right now, the situation with Joe Biden, CNN is pointing out that Joe Biden is worse in public estimation than Jimmy Carter, at least in his reflection of the inflation crisis. The interesting thing here is that Carter inherited an inflation crisis. Gerald Ford, who he beat for the presidency, Ford lost because all he had to offer to deal with inflation were win buttons. That was a new campaign the president was trying to authorize called Whip Inflation Now. So they made little buttons that they gave out that said win on it. Okay, Ford lost because of inflation, and Carter, presiding over inflation that was even worse than what we have today by about 2-1, it was horrible in regard to the handling of inflation. And the result, well, the result was he lost in a tremendous landslide to Ronald Reagan. This is CNN, clip 3.
How does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful.
I mean, I knew that was the answer.
But the answer is awful. I mean, you know, I'll compare it to Carter at this point in his presidency, right? Look at the disapproval rating Joe Biden has on inflation right now. It's over 70%. Carter was not even there at this point in mid-1978. When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible for the conditions that are currently on the ground that are hurting Americans in their pocketbooks.
Okay, and back in 1978, Dan Aykroyd played Jimmy Carter on SNL, and he talked about, as an imitation president, the inflation problem.
Inflation is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit?
Should I feel better about the $76 tank of gas? Consider that Jeremy had to pay $96 recently. Yeah, and that's actually driving some distance to try to get a slightly lower price. We will be right back on inflation and the January 6th commission and more on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about new polling that shows tremendous negativity about the United States. It's and this comes together with a possibility, this covered by CNN, that President Trump is weighing whether to announce his 2024 bid before the midterms. Some of his advisors think that would be a terrible idea. In other words, before November, he'll announce that he is running in 2024. And would that be a good idea? Well, Trump is asking, and by the way, I don't think the answer is quite as predictable as many people would think. I demand equal time, Trump said in a midday statement posted on his Truth social media site. This is with the Democrat-led and Liz Cheney-led panel beginning its third televised hearing on the Capitol riots. Quote, the fake news networks are perpetuating lies, falsehoods, and Russia, Russia, Russia-type disinformation. Same sick people, here we go again. By allowing the low-rated but nevertheless one-sided and slanderous unselect committee hearings to go endlessly and aimlessly on and on and on, the 45th president also said. So would they grant Trump some of his own time to do his own reporting and his own version of what happened on January 6th? Here's one of those things, and again, it's personal. Everyone knows that he had prepared a 12-page response, and it was like 12-page, like single-spaced. It was a long response. And was it rambling? Yes, it was rambling. Did it answer the committee's charges or the charges against him by members of his own administration, members of his own staff, members of his own family, including Ivanka and Jared? Did this provide a point-by-point rebuttal, which would be interesting? It did not. I actually, last night, after our adventure getting gas, what an exciting life we lead, my wife and I sat down and read out loud the entire Trump statement, and it took a while. It's very detailed, but has nothing to do with what happened on January 6th. It all has to do with his claims about stolen election and election fraud and his proof, he says, about how he won in a landslide. And if you ask about why people are so negative and you have a record number of people, according to the Gallup poll, highest ever in terms of the number of people who think that the state of morals in America is negative. Record high, 50% of Americans rate U.S. moral values as poor. 50% say state of moral values is poor. 37% say only fair. So we have 87% of Americans who think that our morality is poor. That's half of everybody, and then 87% if you count in only fair. How many people think that our moral values are excellent or good? Well, people thought the state of moral values in America were good. That was 12%. So how many people thought it excellent? 1%. Now, I'm an optimist. The difficulty about this poll and the outlook for the state of moral values is equally bleak. Is 36% of Democrats say the state of moral values is poor. 72% of Republicans think the state of moral values are poor. That's the highest point since the inception of the trend and up sharply since Trump left office, that the state of moral values of the United States is poor. This is what I think is terrible about this polling, is what it asks people is, okay, what's the moral state of our country in general? And basically, you're asked to try to evaluate a bunch of people you don't know, or you only know from television. And television and news media in general, and this is not a question of the news media being biased one way or another. It's not a question of what you watch. It's a question of anything that you watch. Almost everything that you see or that you hear about is going to be bad news. When politicians are actually working together, and they are right now, to try to do a gun violence bill, which is not going to be a panacea, but most Americans, I think the overwhelming majority of both Republicans and Democrats say, good on you. At least you're getting something done, and maybe it'll make it a little bit harder for crazy or dangerous people to get dangerous firearms. Okay, but the point being that if your source of information for judging does America have good moral values or not, what you're hearing about, the only thing you hear about is how much do you hear about that nice couple next door that moved in? Young couple, they have two little kids, they're working hard to send their kids to a nice nursery school, they are paying off a mortgage on a house, working hard for promotions at work. And maybe it's even a couple, like a third of Americans still do, that goes regularly to church or to synagogue. Okay, you don't think really when you're judging morals of that couple next door. What you think about is Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. What you think about is the folks you hear about. You hear about the scandals of all the various scandals of slimy politicians. It turns out now that Herschel Walker, who is a hero to many people because of his football exploits, and now he has two other, it's a total of three kids that are out of wedlock. And problems with paying child support and paternity suits. And he's running for the U.S. Senate. He's a Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate on a crucial Senate seat. And by the way, he's running against a pastor with his own problems with a custody lawsuit with his ex-wife. Okay, so when people basically think about their judging of the moral values of the U.S., yeah, they're looking at the U.S. in general, meaning what they see through the media. And they're not looking through their own family experience or their own neighbors or the people they're involved with even at work. We will get back to how this impacts the pessimism about democracy and how that relates to the ongoing hearings. Will they be answered with Trump's equal time? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
I feel like I'm on a special spiritual journey.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. A powerful storm that slammed Michigan and other states earlier this week forced parts of a key baby formula manufacturing plant in Michigan to halt production. This is FDA Commissioner Robert Califf.
This is an unfortunate setback and a reminder that natural weather events can cause unforeseen disruptions in supply chains.
The announcement from Abbott Laboratories came after the months-long closure of the same plant in Sturgis that prompted a severe shortage in formula products across the U.S. Mike Pence will not be testifying at Thursday's January 6th committee hearing, but he will be in the spotlight as the focus turns to former President Trump's attempts to persuade his vice president to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. According to Representative Liz Cheney, President Trump engaged in a relentless effort to pressure Pence, both in private and in public. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People, you know it.
I'm trying.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a new Yahoo News YouGov poll that shows that most Democrats, 55%, and most Republicans, 53%, now believe that it is likely, that's in quotes, that America will cease to be a democracy in the future. A stunning expression of bipartisan despair about the direction of the country. Half of all Americans express the same sentiment when independents and those who do not declare any political affiliation are factored in. What's fascinating about that is it shows that political independents, people who are neither Republicans or Democrats, are just slightly less pessimistic than Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats and Republicans are so exhausted and horrified at battling each other that they wonder about the survival of democracy. Stunning expression of bipartisan despair on the direction of the country. It shows just a quarter, 25%, consider the end of U.S. democracy unlikely. And another 25% say they're unsure. By the way, I would put myself down definitely that it's unlikely. The end of democracy in this country, very unlikely. But impossible? Close to impossible, but not quite. And 25% who say they're unsure. So what you're talking about is close to 80% of the country that thinks either that democracy is in trouble and could end and is likely to end, or they're not certain about it, which is kind of alarming, isn't it? At the same time, however, a large number of Americans seem indifferent to the high-profile hearings by the House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, an effort to get to the bottom of one of the most dramatic assaults on the democratic process in U.S. history. And for people who keep saying that it is overdone and the upset about the riots that took place on January 6th. But by the way, one of the things that is notable about that is that unlike the horrific riots that marred the country in May of 2020 during the reaction to the George Floyd killing, that was all over the country. This was concentrated in one place. I have not heard anyone credibly saying that the George Floyd riots were organized by one political leader or another. They weren't. Were there a lot of people on the left who contributed to the kind of unrest that we saw? Yes, sure. But was it as directly a partisan matter as this? And what's particularly horrible about it is you had people, and again, this morning, they showed more of the comments of not just of President Trump on the day of the riot, not just of President Trump in other situations where he was basically saying things that are ridiculous. I mean, that have no basis at all in reality. And the whole idea that if Mike Pence comes through for us, that if Mike Pence had said those magic words, back to the states, if Mike Pence had refused to go along with the certification of the election, which is provided for by the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, and it leaves no ground for the vice president to change things. And one of the points that was made at the hearings this morning that is very important, and you don't have to be a law school student. You don't have to be somebody who's particularly involved with American history to understand that we have had lots and lots of elections going back to lots and lots of vice presidents. The first vice president of the United States was John Adams, one of the greatest Americans who ever lived. And it never occurred to him that when he was the sitting vice president, that he could actually participate in picking the next president, that he would have something to say about. The next president was him. But he didn't use his job as vice president in order to clear what was a contested electoral vote. Washington had been elected unanimously. Then Adams was challenged by the former Secretary of State, Thomas Jefferson. And he won narrowly, and the next time he ran against Jefferson again, and he lost narrowly. And Jefferson was vice president when Adams won, and it never occurred to him that he was going to be able to participate because he was a candidate himself. And we've had many other candidates. The most dramatic example was one of the closest elections by some accounts in terms of if you count popular votes as well. Al Gore won the popular vote by about 500,000. John Kennedy won the popular vote by 100,000. And he was running against the sitting vice president, Richard Nixon, who had the same job that Mike Pence had, which was basically to ceremonially certify the fact that the electoral votes had all been cast. They had all been certified. They had all been improved. And what do people think? And this is the madness of what continues to go on about the discussions of this election, which really do show not just a collapse of morality and basic decency, but a terrible collapse of logic. In other words, How would it be that every one of the defeated, the disputed states, every one of them, Georgia and Arizona and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, all of those states had either a Republican legislature, a Republican governor, or in the case of Arizona and Georgia, both. So they're Republican leaders, none of whom, neither the legislatures or the governors in any of those states, none of the Republicans actually stood up and said, well, wait a minute, we have to do this again because there's so much evidence of vote fraud. How absurd that is. A WSJ, Wall Street Journal News Alert, saying that the U.S. secretly has been reviewing Israel's plans for strikes against Iranian targets in Syria. Israel secretly coordinates with the U.S. on many of the airstrikes it carries out in Syria as the Allies face a battlefield crowded with militant groups, Iranian-backed militias, and foreign militaries, according to current and former U.S. officials. Why is it helpful for people to know that the U.S. is secretly reviewing Israel's plans? Obviously, this is an area of cooperation. It's not Israel making strikes against the desires or the wishes of the United States of America. We will follow this as this in the midst of the continuing and ongoing political crisis in Israel, where they may be staggering, faltering, fumbling toward new elections because the current coalition led by Prime Minister Bennett is Naftali Bennett is simply not going to last for too long, and Bibi Netanyahu determined to make a comeback. There's more on the war on inflation, not going particularly well, but we will cover that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More breaking news here on the Michael Medved Show. And we have, they're reporting that the anti-ISIS coalition has announced the arrest of a prominent Islamic State group leader during a security operation in Syria. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, a U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition, announced the arrest of a senior ISIS leader during a security operation in Syria today. The coalition said in a statement that the arrested individual had experience in making bombs and had become one of the organization's senior leaders in Syria. The coalition added that no civilians were harmed during the operation and no coalition aircraft or equipment was damaged. Okay, seems like good and positive news. And what about that ongoing war on inflation? Here was the statement by Jerome Powell. We are about to see the market is down by 800. It's down below 30,000, and it had been up to 35,000 not too long ago, just a few weeks ago. It's down 840 points today and headed south. But Jerome Powell said that the major problem here was the war in Ukraine and the China lockdowns associated with COVID-19. President Trump, again, in his paper answering the committee meetings, referred to COVID as the China virus, which is always... some people find it endearing. The Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said it was Ukraine and China that helped to contribute to inflation and the price surges. This is Jerome Powell. Clip 8.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and food and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation. And COVID-related lockdowns in China are likely to exacerbate supply chain disruptions. FOMC participants have revised up their projections for inflation this year, particularly for total PCE inflation, given developments in food and energy prices. The median projection is 5.2% this year and falls to 2.6% next year and 2.2% in 2024. participants continue to see risks to inflation as weighted to the upside. The Fed's monetary policy actions are guided by our mandate to promote maximum employment and price and stable prices for the American people. My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship, especially on those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials, like food, housing, and transportation. We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Okay, if what he says is correct, he is looking forward to, by 2024, inflation being down below 4% again. Now, 4% is still high when you compare what everybody's become used to, which is this 2% rate, which is their goal. We were speaking to Jerry Boyer yesterday, who takes a look at the likelihood of these various points of view. And his analysis suggests that it's just not going to come down that quickly. And this is one of those things where there's a great deal involved here, not just for your family and my family and everybody's family and how we're planning for the future and what we're going to do. But it's going to have a tremendous impact politically. If Powell is correct, and through some miracle, the little taste of a recession can help to wring some of the inflationary energy out of the economy, and we can get down by the end of the year, as he suggested, down below 5% from the close to 10% where we are right now. And look, one of the important things to keep in mind is we're talking about Jimmy Carter earlier and even playing that old-time 1978 clip of Jimmy Carter. At the time that he was talking about, 1978, inflation was between 18 and 20%. It was double what it is now. And it was a complete nightmare. It's bad enough now, but it's so bad that Representative Cedric Richmond, who was a former top aide in the Biden administration, spoke to Jake Tapper and said that his former boss bears no blame at all for price surges and inflation. Listen, clip 11.
Doesn't President Biden bear some responsibility for how bad things are?
No. If you look at, Jake, if you look at the president's three-pronged plan, in the beginning it was to pass the American Rescue Plan so we could get shots in arms, get schools back open, get the economy open and not shut down again, which all happened. And then it was to go do the bipartisan infrastructure bill so that we could finally start investing in American infrastructure, creating jobs right here in the United States, jobs that pay well. And then the third prong was to reduce those household costs, the cost of health care, the cost of elder care, the cost of child care, and continue to bring household costs down. And all of the economists said if we passed the last portion of it, it would do that. And so what you have is Republicans purposely obstructing it and keeping it from happening, then at the same time saying inflation is high. And we know we have work to do there, but the Republican opposition, just for the sake of opposition, to legislation that would bring household costs down.
Okay, this is a very peculiar argument, because what he's trying to say is you can't blame us for inflation because we haven't been successful enough, because basically the other side has blocked our agenda, and yet we're doing, and is he suggesting that if the Biden administration had paid even more, remember they had, it's a total of over $2 trillion in so-called emergency spending to deal with the COVID situation, that $2 trillion more pushed into the economy with the Fed printing more money, authorizing the printing of more money. When you have more money floating around to buy stuff, then inflation is a natural result. We'll be speaking about that with Steve Forbes coming up in a few moments. There was also this statement by a pollster named Cornell Belcher, who had advice for the Democrats on the midterms and how they can save themselves from what appears to be a looming disaster. Clip five.
Whether or not it be telling women that, you know what, women, you think you're losing your rights now? What do you think is going to happen if we don't have democracy? You know what, African-Americans, particularly African-American men who are showing the lowest motivation to turn out in this midterm, you think things are tough for you right now? Where do you think you're going to stand in a country, in America, where there's no democracy, where they have absolutely no interest or at all in respecting your rights? We've got to let these people understand that they've got skin in this game, and we got to scare the hell out of them, because quite frankly, Nicole, they should be afraid that we're going to lose our democracy.
Okay, there are people who are afraid, a majority of Republicans, a majority of Democrats, who believe we're going to lose our democracy. My question is how? How? In other words, and this is one of the problems I have with the tremendous focus on January 6th. One of the good things that this committee has done so far is to broaden it. It's not just what happened on that day. It was the long lead up of lies and deceptions and basically trying to fool people and insulting the intelligence of the American people that went for months before that January 6th, ever since the election. And, yeah, they have focused on that. But let us say that unthinkably terrible things had happened. But the worst things that could possibly have happened with January 6th. Let's say they had burned the Capitol building. Let's say they had actually succeeded in hanging Mike Pence, in going after some of the Democrats. Let's assume that there had been a full-scale battle with guns on both sides, and there had been hundreds, if not thousands, of people killed. Then what would have happened? I do not believe that would have been an unimaginable tragedy, a complete nightmare, but how does it end a constitutional republic, which, with God's help, will continue to be this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.